Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Hochheimer, and today we will be learning Sefer Yeshayahu Perek 54. The last perek was a complex one that could be interpreted according to the Pshat or Medrash. According to the Pshat, the nations attack and demean the Jewish people. In the end, the Jewish people are saved. According to Medrash, it is Mashiach who is mocked and tormented. The pain of the Jewish people is his own, and as a result of his pain, Hashem brings the Geula. This perek discusses the Geula and the reasons for Galus. The first 10 psukim of the perek are the Haftorah for Kisetze, the fifth of the 7 Nevuos of Consolation, while the final 6 psukim of this perek and the 5 psukim from Perek 55 are the Haftorah for Parshas Re'eh. All the psukim from this perek are read as the Haftorah for Parshas Noach. We will be learning this perek and the final psukim of the Haftorah in the next perek from the Rav Hirsch series on the Chumash. The volume on the Haftorahs was translated into German and explained by Dr. Mendel Hirsch, Rav Shamshon Raphael Hirsch's oldest son, who was an educator who was influenced strongly by the teachings of his father. This perek describes the Geula for which we long every day. In this perek, Tzion is the embodiment of the Torah, as it says, Ki mitzion tetze Torah, that from Tzion comes out Torah, and it is also represented in this perek as the mother of the Jewish people. The perek begins with the Navi addressing Yerushalayim. Pasuk 1, Rani akara lo yalada. Rejoice, barren one, who did not give birth. This barren one is Yerushalayim. This woman is as if she is barren, as her children have rejected her for so long and cannot be found. Her children are now coming home, and she will have more children than she ever had before. Because so many children are returning, she needs to expand and extend her home to be able to hold all of them. Yerushalayim will expand to the right and the left, always growing to accommodate all the children. Whereas before, the nations ruled the city, from the Crusaders to the Turks to the British. Pasuk 3, Vizarech Goyim Yerush. Your children will step into what has been the inheritance of the nations. Yerushalayim will finally be a Jewish city entirely once again. And not only that, as we have seen with our own eyes, V'arim Nishamos Yoshivu, they will make the desolate cities inhabited. This news should make Yerushalayim overjoyed. However, when a person hears good news, but they have been disappointed before, it's hard to get excited. Over the long galus, there have been many times when the Jewish people have seemed to be spiritually ready for Mashiach, but then they go back to their old habits. This spiritual growth was only temporary. Now, in the time of the Geula, Pasuk 4, Al tiri ki lo sevoshi, v'al tikomi ki lo sachpiri. Do not be afraid to be ecstatic, as you will not be deceived by your hopes. And do not be ashamed, for you will not have to blush. The Jewish people will have learned everything they have needed to learn in Galus, and so now they will not fall back on their old ways. Pasuk 5, Hashem, who is described as our husband, who has stayed our husband throughout Galus, Osayach, he finished making you. Hashem has allowed the Galus experience to shape and fix the Jewish people. The Goalech Kadosh Yisrael, your Redeemer, who makes the Jewish people holy through the laws of the Torah, will not just be limited to being the God of Israel anymore. He will be Elokei Chol Haaretz Yikarei, the God of the whole earth shall he be called. When the Jewish people become more spiritual, the whole world is influenced and becomes more moral and righteous as well. They also accept Hashem as their king on them. It seemed to Tzion like she was a, Pasuk 6, Isha Azuva, an abandoned wife, which made her Atsuvas Ruach, bowed down with grief. But she was not abandoned. That was not the reality. The Eshes Nu'rim Kisi Ma'es, Amar Elokayach, does the bride of one's youth, does she ever become odious, says Hashem? Hashem asks incredulously, how could Hashem ever reject Tzion, his first great love? The depth of the relationship of Hashem to Tzion is compared here to the ideal Jewish marriage. In a Jewish marriage, the love grows from year to year as each half of the couple work together and complement each other's strength and weaknesses to build a more and more spiritually rich Jewish home. The older the couple, the more love. This model of love and devotion is the best analogy through which we can understand the long-lasting relationship of Hashem with Tzion. Even though Pasuk 7, the Rega Katon Azavtich, for a small passing moment did I forsake you, uv'rachamim gedolim akabtzech, but with infinite compassion will I gather you to me. Pasuk 8, b'shetzef ketzef histarti panai rega mimich, in a wrath did I hide my face for a moment from you. Hashem did not let us find his face. Hashem did not let us notice him in Gullus. It wasn't that Hashem's love stopped. Rather, it was that we could not see that love. In contrast, Hashem's love for us is uvechesed olam, an everlasting love. And that is the love with which he has compassion on us. From the perspective of Tzion, all of the punishments felt like Hashem left and abandoned her. But from Hashem's perspective, they were, Pasuk 9, Kimei Noach Zos Li, like the waters of Noach for me. The flood of Noach seemed to humanity like an act of anger and vengeance by Hashem. From Hashem's perspective, this flood was an act of salvation for the world. The world was created to recognize Hashem and serve him. The people living during Noach's time had corrupted the world so much that there was no hope that they would ever reach their purpose. When Hashem destroyed the world with a flood, he rebuilt it with Noach, and 10 generations later came Avraham Avinu. The children of Avraham Avinu would help bring the world to its perfection, which would benefit all of humanity. In a very similar way, Yerushalayim had been going down a path of no return. Malchus Yisrael had been completely exiled and disconnected from its roots. Malchus Yehuda was not living up to its potential with all its corruption. Hashem made a kind of mabul, stopping life in Yerushalayim for a time so that the people could rebuild a stronger and more holy city connected to Hashem. Gullus, like the mabul, was a reset button so that the Jewish people could get back on the right track for their own benefit. Just as Hashem promised that there would never be a flood again as extensive as the mabul, in the times of the Geula, Nishpati miktzof alayach umigarbach, I have sworn not to be angry with you and to reprimand you. While the physical world is temporary, Pasuk 10, Ki heharim yamushu vagvos timutena, mountains can move and hills can vacillate, the relationship of Hashem and the Jewish people are beyond this world and it is permanent. V'chasdi me'itech lo yamush, my love will never move from you. This love has been strong even in the darkest times of Gullus. The Gullus was there to remove the problems in the Jewish character to bring the Jewish people to spiritual perfection. Hashem has promised us, Uvris shlomi lo samut, amar merachamech Hashem. The bond of my peace will not vacillate, says Hashem, who has compassion on you. This shalom, this peace is permanent and not moving. As the Jewish people go through Gullus, they can hold on to this promise and this love to give them strength as they move to the ultimate Geula. The Navi looks at the people who are in this Gullus. They are, Pasuk 11, Aniya so'ara lo nuchama, a poor, storm-tossed people. They are never comforted. While every other nation has a homeland, this nation is storm-tossed, moving from place to place. Every day they are faced with other external pressures, blown from all directions. Throughout Gullus, the Jew has been oppressed and tormented, with laws made against her that she could never escape. She was lo nuchama, unable to be comforted and about to give up. The Jews lack stability, riches, power, and land. One could assume that these material possessions would have made them happy and secure. Hashem tells them that this is not the case. Hine anochi marbitz bapuch avanayach visadtich basapirim. Were I to set your stones in lapis lazuri and make your base of sapphires, even if I gave you all the riches in the world, you would not reach the fulfillment of your potential. Things will never make you happy. What they need is, Pasuk 13, V'chol banayach limudei Hashem v'rav shalom banayach. If all your children are students of God, then great is the peace of your children. All Jews, in order to be happy, must be educated to know that which is good and that which is evil, as defined by the Torah, not by the whims of society. They must understand what is their mission in life and not be swayed by other people or by the pursuit of possessions. Only when every Jewish person is Lumudei Hashem, the students of Hashem and His Torah, will there be happiness and salvation. Hashem could have given the Jews wealth and temporary satisfaction, but this would not have brought long-term happiness. happiness only comes with the knowledge and application of the Torah to one's life. What the Torah will teach them is, Pasuk 14, Bitztaka tikonani, firmly establish yourself on tzedakah, on righteousness and charity. Being charitable and righteous must be a foundation of their lives. In addition, Rachaki me'oshek kilo sira'i, stay far away from wrong, for you have nothing to fear. The Jewish people should actively run away from people or things that might lead them to be dishonest or corrupt. This warning is being said to the Jew in Galus, because the Jew in Galus is the target of unrelenting hostility and aggression. A Jew may be afraid of what will tomorrow bring, and they may think that it is okay to bend the rules or lash out with dishonesty and violence against others to make up for their status and unfair treatment. This pasuk is saying that because Hashem is with us, we cannot be afraid and violate Hashem's moral directions. We are meant to be a nation that is honest and straight. Just because others do not acknowledge our humanity does not mean that we can violate their rights. One danger of galus is that it can make people dishonest, as that is the way they feel they can survive. The other danger of galus is panic. We can feel overwhelmed and act without thinking. Do not panic, it won't come close to you. Although it may be challenging, as much as we need to stay honest, we must also stay calm and composed. We cannot act rashly, but must instead remember that Hashem is in charge, and whatever will happen will be His decision alone. If we look back over history, we can see that this is true. Over the last 2,000 years, the nations who have heard us are not here anymore. It is as if the Assyrians, Babylonians, Macedonians, and Romans were only temporary visitors on earth, because, Pasuk 15, Hein gor yagor efes meosi, nothing can even live temporarily unless it comes from me. Hashem decides how long the nations will stay in power. While the world considers the Jew the foreigner, it is really the opposite. Mi gar itach, alayach ipol. Should one who is only here temporarily be able to completely overpower you, the Jew, who is here forever? The Jews are permanent, and all the most powerful nations are but a passing moment in history. Hashem is behind the nations' rise and fall. Hashem decides who can create what and whom can fight with whom. Hashem knows what the Jewish people need to grow from the Galus to move to Geula. And though the other nations try to destroy the Jewish people, Pasuk 17, Kol Kli Yutzar Alayach Lo Yitzlach, every weapon which is forged against you will not succeed. The protection against these threats are Zos Nachalas Avdei Hashem Vitzid Kasam Me'iti, the heritage of those that serve Hashem and whose righteousness comes from me. The people who lead their lives based on what Hashem wants and according to how He wants them to live become Hashem's partners in this world. They are helping Hashem bring this world to its intended purpose. Just like Avraham became Hashem's partner after the Mabul, the people who listen to Hashem and Galus will have a special protection against the weapons that threaten them. In this parak, Hashem tells Yerushalayim that our children will be returning and that there will be no more Galus. Hashem has loved the Jewish people, and though He has hidden Himself during Galus, this relationship has not changed. Galus has a purpose to refine the nation so that they can get back on the right track to serve Hashem. The Jews in Galus should stay connected to the Torah and be honest and calm, as that is the path to true happiness, more than wealth and power. The other nations are only temporary, while the Jewish people are forever. There is an important lesson in this parak. We are living in scary times, and we must plan how to act so that we don't simply react. This parak reminds us that we must tell ourselves that Hashem loves us and the Jewish people. What will make us happy in this galus is learning Torah and living by its ideals. We may be tempted to try to live lives of luxury, or live lives of dishonesty, or panic over what is going on, but it would be much better for us to remember that Hashem is in charge and to place our trust in Him. Thank you for learning together. Le'iloi Nishmas Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bas Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.